Clack, clack, what's happening, y'all? Mitchy Slick and Exotic Pop, they teamed up. Killer Collabo, Cherry Lime Punch. Available at all the active spots in Southeast, you already know. Green Cat Liquor, Par Liquor, and Mike's Liquor. Listen, y'all, if you don't got expensive taste, this might not be for you, man. My shit costs a lot, man, but this shit fire. Mix it with all your favorite drinks. You already know, you got it right here. Cherry Lime Punch, Mitchy Slick, Exotic Pop. Catch me in the streets, yeah, that.
When they true to the man and not to the code, they notice the dedication to start to corrode. I wish I would have noticed before it started to unfold. Just think if I would have got blurt when them times that I wrote.
All right, guys, this is the Matty O Show. We are fresh in L.A. Man, I'm back, baby. I'm back. Bro, I'm excited because you're my first interview in L.A., I'd say, in a minute. It's been about a good 8 months to a year.
Oh, what?
Yeah, bro. And this is, like, one of my favorite places to interview, bro. I just love the vibes out here. I love the weather. A beautiful woman. Great music. Great artists. Today, we're sitting with Red McFly. We've been talking for the past few weeks. Been wanting to get this in, and it's perfect timing right now. You're serious about your music. You're serious about your career. And I think you as an artist, you're doing this to actually have a career. I don't think it's for the clout. I don't think it's for just going in the studio and making a song. I think that you actually want this. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, like I said on the documentary I just dropped, like, for me, it's always been about the art. You know what I mean? For some people, it's about the fame, about the clout chasing, like you said. But, like, for me, it's always been about the art with me. Like, of course, everybody want to make money and all that. It's like anything you do, money is the, you know, the root of all of that. But, like, for me, the art is the most important thing. Like, the legacy I leave behind, people like, yo, he was a dope artist. Not like a person that just make a hit and make so much money that they can't follow up with it. But, like, yo, he really got a career and a catalog of records that like, when you go back and listen to it, like, damn, these are some nice bodies of work.
When you say a documentary, what documentary did you do?
I just dropped the My Life is Crazy documentary. It's out now on YouTube, so, you know, y'all go check that out. It just basically lets y'all know, like, my life from, like, I would say about from, like, 2014, 15, around that time, up until this point.
About the past 10 years.
Yeah, talk about, like, how when I got a nice start with music, we're running around with French and the Coke Boys and everything. And then I had took a break because I had all the crazy stuff going on in my life. And then, like, by having more crazy stuff happen, it actually wound up bringing me back to the music. So, you know, just talk about that. It's a nice era of my life that I wanted to have my story be told to the people.
How long is the documentary?
It's about 14 minutes.
Okay.
I didn't want to make it too long.
Bro, I think that's smart.
I want to pull you out action the whole time. Yeah.
People don't want to watch these two-hour-long, you know, we want to get right to the point.
Exactly. I was thinking about myself. Like, I can't watch a video that's too long.
For sure.
On YouTube. If it, you know, if it's intriguing and all that, I'll give you about a good 20 minutes. After that, I can't watch it. It's too much. Like, you know, too much narration and all that type of stuff. Yeah.
So you're saying that your come-up was really with Coke Boys, French Montana?
I think that was, like, where a lot of the world started to know my name. Like, I would go and do shows in other states, like, that I've never been to. Like, this is my first time traveling to a state, and I'm doing a show.
Picking up the fan base, let's just say. Yeah. Like, last night I was in Chicago. Even if you pick up 20 fans
in
Chicago.
Yeah, which I did headline a show out in Chicago, and it was packed. And it was based off of what I did with them. Like, I had the record that was jumping with Chinks. It got world premiered on Hot 97, The Source magazine. It was getting a lot of traction.
You got a record with Chinks?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Taking Flight.
How did the connection happen with you and Coke Boys and French? Like, how did the initial connection happen?
My bro Ted City, he grew up with all of them, with French and everybody. I met him, he came out to PA, and then he heard about me. He's like, yo, who this dude Red McFly keep seeing these posters and everything? So then he brought me around the circle, did some beats for French and them. French wound up getting Kanye to rap on one of my beats.
Damn.
You know, it was real dope. Like, I don't want to go too much talking about him, but he whether he helped directly or not, like, he helped a lot of the stuff.
He was a catalyst for what you got going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
He kind of showed you the ropes.
I always tipped my hat to him, got respect for him because of that alone.
He just dropped Mac and Cheese 5. That shit was fire, actually. He was rapping his ass off on that.
Yeah, yeah. That was dope. Yeah, I was in the video that he dropped yesterday to that, too.
You're in the video?
Yeah.
The recent video?
Yeah, the one he just dropped yesterday. The intro?
Really?
Yeah, we was in the barbershop shooting that joint.
So you and French are pretty tight.
I mean, I ain't gonna say we, you know, I don't hang out at his house on the weekends, but yeah, yeah, it's my bro though. Yeah, it's definitely my bro. Yeah,
it's genuine.
Yeah,
whatever the case might be.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, yeah.
You guys have music together.
I produced some records for him.
You know, let me back that up for a second. You said that who jumped on your beat?
Kanye.
Kanye jumped on your beat. So you're producing beats too.
Yeah, I'm a producer. That and that's what really got my name known the most was doing beats. Cause this is a little trick that I do. I got two careers. So when I pull up on rappers, I don't tell them I'm a rapper at first. I'm like, yo, I'm a producer. So I come in there, get in the studio, do beats. Then I let them know I'm a rapper because rappers don't really be caring about other rappers a lot of the time. But when you're a producer, now you got something you bring to the table.
Well, if you're a rapper, you got to care about your producer because
exactly. They're
kind of giving you the...
That's the best way to open the door. A rapper don't really need another rapper. But a rapper always need a producer, vice versa. Producer need a rapper.
I almost feel like, man, this is crazy to say, and I almost feel like the producer can be maybe more important than the artist sometimes, bro. And that's tough to say, bro.
It has happened. If you got Dr. Dre producing you, definitely. Kanye producing you, something like that. That can make the whole record. There's so many artists that we just know about them because of who they had producing the record. Like Kanye put a lot of artists that we never seen before, but once we seen, oh, Kanye produced this, we're going to listen to it.
He produced a lot of Jay-Z's old music.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Kanye guy, but I do understand the level of production and what he does and what he brings to the table. And yeah. I'm from Chicago and I'm still not a big Kanye.
What?
You know, dude, here's what it is. I grew up loving Kanye, like, you know, his earlier projects.
Okay.
Even as this project he just dropped was pretty dope. I just can't get into him anymore, dude. Mm. I'm over his antics, dude. I just can't get it. First of all,
I'm not going to the United Center to
watch him light himself on fire and then leave and not play his music and not drop his album. Like, I don't give two fucks about that, bro. Drop your fucking album, dude.
You're entitled, you know what I mean?
That's where it comes down
to. But to me, he's always been an inspiration of how he worked, the work ethic. I think it's because I always looked up to producer rappers, like people like RZA.
He's a legend. He's a legend. There's no doubt about it. I just can't get into the antics anymore. I'm over the antics. That's all.
Yeah,
I want to hear the album. I don't want to hear you drop it and you're not. I just want to hear
it. I definitely know where you're coming from with that.
But Wayne, you know, Lil Wayne, if you heard, especially his rap he just did on French Montana's project. Uh-huh. The old Wayne's coming back. If you've been listening to some of his songs. He's a track with Benny the Butcher that just dropped. The old Wayne, his sound's coming back, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because I've been missing that. Because Wayne kind of got in that auto-tune, bro, lane for a while.
That mixtape Weezy, that's what they call it.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Hell yeah. Yep.
He said that he wants to perform at the Super Bowl because it's going to be in New Orleans. He's like, I'm going to apply so much pressure on the NFL this year on my album.
I'll be honest. If any rapper, like, besides somebody like Jay-Z and Ye, I think Lil Wayne should be the one that would do it out of the rappers.
Did Eminem
besides
do that?
Drake. I just figured Drake.
Drake's going to do the Super Bowl one. He'll do the Super Bowl one day.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
I don't think Kanye will do the Super Bowl one day just because of all the controversy he brings and they care so much about their sponsors and networks. Kanye kind of fucked himself for that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're going to have these big networks that are going to say, these big companies that are going to say, we can't have Kanye because of the shit he spews. That's going to hurt him.
It is what it is. Yeah.
I don't think he cares, though.
Yeah, I don't think he do.
For sure. Albums-wise, do you got albums out?
Yeah, I got... My main two ones that I've been, that's like really, I think it leveled me up is the Life is Crazy and Life is Crazy 2. Those are the last two projects I dropped. So like anybody, if you just start listening to my music, whatever, you hear Life is Crazy 2, make sure you definitely go back to that first one and hear that. And then you could, it goes in order, you know what I mean?
Any features on any of those?
On these projects, I mainly focus more on myself, and I had the artist from my team. I got Take Flight Society, but and I got a artist I've been working with heavy. His name Nova RX. He from Toronto. Kid is dope. I could see him being super multi platinum artist in a couple years.
Where are you from, bro?
I'm from. They call it the Lehigh Valley. It's Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, three cities put together out in Pennsylvania. Cause you got Philly. And you got Pittsburgh, and you got Allentown. But Allentown is like a part of like other cities put together. So they call that whole area like the Valley, Lehigh Valley. So I'm originally from Jersey, and then New York, my second home. So that whole area, that triangle, that's my whole region right there.
Born and raised.
Yep.
Do you come out to the West Coast a lot, or?
I'm just frequently starting to come out here.
It's good to network out this way.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
Yeah. Just starting to, you know, make it a thing when we're coming back and forth. Hopefully I'll be back here month and a half, son. Benny going on tour. Everybody can't go to it. We're going to pull up here with him.
Benny the Butcher?
Yep.
He just dropped a track with, I had Millie's on my show last night, and he has a track called Kobe Season on the Millie's album. It's fire.
Mm. Millie's a dope artist, too.
Millie's is super dope. I witnessed him last night. He had a meet and greet after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And like I saw about 100 fans that did a meet and greet with this guy. He stayed till 3 in the morning and made sure to do every single meet and greet. I was sitting right on the couch, watched every meet and greet. There was fans crying. There was fans that were like, bro, I was in prison and your music saved my life.
Yeah.
My brother died and your music saved my life. I mean, I'm hearing these stories left and right. And I'm like, you know what? It's bigger than this music shit, bro. Because, you know, when you see... Let's just use Millie as an example. And you have a fan that comes in and is crying. And if Millie's is like, brushes them off or is like, fuck you to them or treats them like they're nonchalant, that fan is never going to forget that. And that's actually going to emotionally scar them, bro, which is crazy to say that because this is like their idol, somebody they look up to, somebody that every day they're listening to. That's like their therapy.
You're right.
And if that person doesn't give them that, like that level of respect, it's that fucking hurts. You know what I'm saying? Millie's gave every single artist, every single person that came in that meet and greet, that love, that respect, that genuine, I appreciate you for being a fan.
I believe you because that's one of the things that I remembered about him. Like every time I run into him, he make it a point. Like he come say what up, talk to me. Like he don't really know me like that, but he, you know, he probably remember me from seeing me here and there. And I always have respect for him just off of that alone.
Bro, I tell every artist this. Even if you go to a show and you're doing a 100-person show in Chicago and you pick up 10 followers on Instagram or 10 people on Instagram fucked with you because of that, right?
Yeah.
Those are 10 people forever that know your catalog now that fuck with you that are going to go to Spotify, go to Apple Music, go to Tidal and stream your music. Then they're in their car and they're playing Rod McFly for two and two of their friends are listening.
Yeah.
Boom, they hop on Apple Music. Then they hop on Apple Music.
And they go on Instagram, and if they got 500 followers, boom. Them people know
every
about.
Fucking person matters, bro, when you're building your fan base. Every single person matters, bro. There's nobody that doesn't matter, bro. Everybody matters, bro. And that's how you blow up. And it's a long game, bro. This isn't a short game, bro. You can't just drop a single and be great forever. You know what I'm saying? This is a long game.
And you never know when that one person as you're an artist, you try to play that one person, you never know what they're going to amount to be later in life. That's why I always give the same respect to the janitor as the CEO of the company.
For sure. Like, and that's how I feel too, because I don't know, like, hey, you might come up with the biggest single in 6 months. Interview might be the biggest gem on my show six months from now. I don't fucking know, you know what I mean? I'm hoping for that one day from something big that happens here. We'll see.
Most definitely.
So you're going to be going on tour, or are you going to be performing at shows, or what's going on?
Yeah, we doing a couple of the shows on Benny's tour. We're trying to get on some more tours coming up.
I saw you did On the Radar.
Yeah, we just did the On the Radar. That did really good. Got a lot of love on there. We're working on a new project. And then now, this year in particular, I'm focusing on, like, a lot of features. So I got a lot of records, like,
pick up
stuff coming with Rick Hyde.
Okay.
Stuff coming with, we just dropped the joint with Jewels. I got joints with more records I produced for BSF, the BSF album coming out.
This guy's saying Chinks, he's naming all these names right here, bro. Kanye's on his beats.
Yeah. We got the, that BSF album is going to be crazy. I produce a nice amount of records on that. If they all stay, hopefully they will.
A lot of these artists hitting you up like, Rod, I need beats from you?
Yeah. I would say it always take a lot of me also reaching out. Like, I can't get in the mindset that I think, like, everybody going to come to me. I'm still in the point of where I'm like, you know, I'm still putting my footwork in.
So how do you do this? Because I'm not going to lie. I'm a person that I've done this. I get beats all the time in my email. Random producers are sending me beats, too, to show these artists or this and that.
Uh-huh.
I can't open every one of them, bro. How do you force an artist? Because producers hit up artists all day long, you know, I'm going to send you these beats. And it's almost like they're so used to hearing that. How do you force these fucking artists to actually listen to your beats?
You have to go out and build relationships with these people. So, for example, I got records. Like, I just dropped the record dropped Fuego Bass, Benny, OT The Real, The Warehouse, and then Rick Hyde, Benny, Uncle Murder, and Low Pro, Take a Look. So them records didn't come with me just sending them the beat in the email. It came with me coming to pull up, show face, say what's up, you know, build a real relationship to the point where Benny was like, yo, you should come out to Buffalo and produce some records. So I actually wound up going out there in person, working in the studio till 5-6 in the morning. The records came out months later. But I was like, a lot of these other artists that I be trying to send them beats in the email and all that, they don't really am. And the records that we rapped on, they was like, yo, how come you didn't send me these in the email? I'm like, yo, I did send them. You ain't listen to them, or you listen to them on the phone.
So
he was like, yeah, you right.
Your biggest suggestion would be for an artist is, if there is an artist you really want to work with, if there's an artist you want to produce beats for, yeah, send them the email, do your thing, but
yeah, that's go in person. Say don't do that, but definitely
network
take
with
advantage.
Them.
Yeah, you can't, like, it's so hard to just to get on by, like, not actually going out and touching elbows with people, you know, dabbing people up, looking at them eye to eye. Like, if you're not doing stuff like that, it's going to be really hard for you. I'm not saying it's impossible, because nothing is impossible to me. But, the you know, you got a way better chance pulling up and letting people see you in the flesh.
Letting them know you're a real person.
Exactly.
What is something in your life that was the hardest thing for you to overcome, and then you actually were able to overcome it?
I would probably say, like, all the deaths in life that I've been dealing with, like, from family members and close people around me. Like, when it happened, you feel like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get over this. Then as time goes on and you heal and you understand that these people don't want you to be moping around and be sad every day. Because I know I wouldn't. If it was me, I wouldn't want family members to be sad for too long. You know, I want you going, live your life, remember the good times and stuff like that. So, like, I had to really, because it happened so many times, that I had to really sit there and think about that. Like, damn, I bet they would probably be happy seeing me doing something like what I'm doing right now than sitting around, you know?
You got your whole camp here. They've been talking to me on the gram, too. They've been great to work with.
Uh-huh.
To have a supportive group of guys like this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
What's that do for you?
It's what it made
they're
me...
They're traveling with you. I mean, literally, they're here
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, because when I was trying to do stuff on my own without having people help me, I ain't really getting nowhere, really. But then when I really accepted the help from the people around me. That, you know, they offered to help me out, and they believe in what I'm doing, and they like, yo, let's, you know, they push me. Sometimes I'll be wanting to, you know, I might not want to get up and pull up to the studio and do it. They like, nah, get your ass up. Come on, let's go. So I need that. Like, that's, when you see an artist, it's not just that artist, that's the person. The artist is like a brand. Like, let's say you got Bumble or Bel Air. This is a company. But it's not just one
general
person.
Manager, you got yeah, the employees, people, you got the stock.
Everybody together as a corporation doing this.
Right, which makes the brand itself.
Yeah, shout out to the sponsors, Luke Bellet and Bumble.
Got you. We love it. Shout out Bumble, shout out Bellet. The Queen, the Beyond, we got uh-huh. everything. Bro. We doing
shout
it
out the whole brand.
I need to get
brands.
Him to do a tequila. I'm begging for a tequila.
Yeah.
We need Rosé to do a tequila.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to make that happen.
One day, bro. We'll see. I'm going to ask you to drop a freestyle here today because I want my audience to hear you rap. Before okay. I do that, though, all the new listeners that are listening to this show right now, this is a dope interview, give me one track that you would want everybody to go to. Mm. The first track, like, we're going to judge you off this. This is the first impression track that they're going to listen to right now, Red McFly. This is the one you want us to start with.
Damn. I don't even know where I would go with that. I'll probably say...
What's the fan favorite? Like, what's your audience... rocking with the most. What's your most streamed song?
The most streamed one is either Leave Me Alone.
Okay.
Or what else? Leave Me Alone, Balaclava. What else? Something off the new album? Wipeout.
New album.
Damn,
just
what am I thinking? Wipeout is my Wipeout. Biggest record.
Okay.
Damn. Wipeout is the one they've been playing on Hot 97, playing at these pay-per-view fights.
Okay.
Playing on TV and all that. I'm tripping right now.
Which pay-per-view fights?
It's been a bunch of them. My boy M-Eazy, who's one of my main producer, he watching the boxing on Saturday night, and he called me like, yo.
They're playing your shit.
They're playing your song at the fight. I'm watching it right now.
That's incredible. That's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
That's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Awesome,
shout out to the bro, DJ, what's it, Vera, DJ, was it? Anthony Vera, my bad. And he DJed at my album release party.
And then what happens is, after they play your song at a big event like that, the streaming numbers just go up, you know? Because, like,
oh yeah,
the whole world heard it, and now they're going to go download it if they liked it, or listen to it if they liked it. Yep, numbers go up.
Shazams. Yeah, the Shazams, right?
That's how these artists get paid, bro, especially if you're doing it independent. Support the artists, stream the artists, run their music up, buy their music, book their shows, pay them for everything. Nothing's free in this game. You got to work for it. You got to earn it, and everything's that's just what it is, bro. Red McFly, they can find you on the gram at Red McFly. Go download, go stream Wipeout right now. You got a lot of stuff coming, bro. He's a producer. Hey, if you need beats, tap in with Red McFly. If you need a feature, tap in with Red McFly. You heard he say he's doing features.
I want to work with all the next artists. All the ones that's about to be popping.
Feature or producer. Either way, we got a versatile artist here. And so let's do this. Let's hit you with a beat in a minute. Let's do a freestyle. Okay. Let's hear you rap. Because we know you can produce. Let's hear you rap.
All right, let's do it. Let's go.
This is it right here.
Okay. I can fuck with this.
It's all you right now.
You know what we doing? We sipping Bumble, sipping Bel Air. It's what we always sipping on.
It's your mic, bro. Kill it.
Check out my phone. Said I look good, smell good, said I taste good.
Drinking the Bumble.
5'10" giant. Gotcha. We out in LA. Let's go. Niggas speaking on my name, playing with their life. Fuck around, have your finger mailed to your wife. Something about the way I finally made it don't feel right. Cause I got homies in the box, I'm still sending kites. I got homies in the ground, never waking up. And homies turning enemies, we never making up. In the kitchen all day like I ain't cake enough. They in my comments still, like they ain't hate enough. How could I care about a nigga hot behind the screen? He on the mattress, I'm in mobile $1,000 jeans. Knew I was him even back when I was serving fiends. Then and now I still make you bleed out your spleen. If you try me for a sucker, dummy or a fool, I'm out of Malibu, Bumble sipping by the pool. Little umbrella in my drink, got me looking cool. I'm a young OG, I play by the rules. With Matty Ice sipping belly like it's fucking soda. Time changed my old life, I was whipping Yola. Phone jumping, playing 2K, sitting on the sofa. Toe feeling, tell somebody hear me, shit is over. And I did just that. Now they calling management, every day with contracts. Got my city on my back, got these bitches on my set. Got that Bumble in my cup, peel off in the scat. Difference between me and the ones hating on the gram. Besides our way of life and about 100 bands, I'm doing what I want, you niggas doing what you can. I build a kingdom with my brain in someone else's hands. You rappers here cause the work for someone else's plans. Did it with my team, never need a helping hand. Rappers trying to catch up to me, spin their whole events. I left the trap like Kobe, waving to the fans.
Woo!
Take flight.
Kobe season, baby.
This the Black Mamba year, 24.
That's Red McFly right there, bro. That's that freestyle right there. That's big Red McFly. Stream him on all platforms.
He's Life is dope. Crazy too. Go grab that.
Watch the documentary too. You want to hear about Red McFly? Watch the fucking documentary. It's 15 minutes long. Go watch that documentary. Let him know what you think. Tap into Red McFly.
Go watch
Tap into
it.
The
Go
team.
Like, comment on. Let me know what you think.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration. YouTube, we coming. Bamboo, Bel Air, Double MG. It's the biggest. Rick Ross car shows June 1st. Get your tickets.
Oh, yeah. We pulling up to
it's
that, too.
Big. It's the biggest. Yeah. We know what we do. Let's go.